Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can help prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hello guys, and welcome to episode 21, titled 2022, the front door to the new. So you guessed it, this is my word for the year that the Lord gave me, and I'm really excited to give it to you. Now, I do have this in article format. We were very blessed. This has gone on Elijah List and on Charisma Magazine at this point. So you can read those there on our website at www.starfireministries.org. But the fun part about a podcast is that I can just be a little bit more conversational. I can give you some additional details and a little bit more explanation. So let's just even start with a little bit of explanation about why we might do a word for the year. Now, already there are numerous exciting prophetic words for the Hebraic year 5782 that started in the fall, and of course the Gregorian year 2022. But why would God speak to us that way? And I think there's a principle in Genesis 1:14 that tells us that even though God is outside and beyond time, He chose from the time of creation to define for us the times, the seasons, and the years. Now, when we come over from the Old Testament, we still observe the perpetually binding moral commands, right? I did a whole podcast episode on that. And also it's feasts. Now, we don't observe the technical letter of the law for the feasts, but we need to understand when those Jewish feasts are and why they're significant, because there's a correlating prophetic significance to them. And because they are on God's calendar and established as a special time for Him, for His people, we need to pay attention to that. And in the same way, the seasons and the years that God established in the Old Testament have some prophetic significance to us. So one other little word of explanation. I don't think that the word for the year, when someone titles that way, is necessarily contained to just a specific calendar year. You could more accurately perhaps define it as a season in which the Lord is saying He's introducing something, or He's highlighting something, or He's particularly going to begin to move in a certain way. So I also want to note that when you get a word for a year, or any prophetic word really for that matter, there is some level of agreement that you need to come into, an engagement, you could say. One of those ways would be intercession, to even pray in agreement with it and ask the Lord to bring these things to pass. But also, as I go, you'll see a particular area that I talk about and I say that's a really good word to grab a hold of. So that's what you want to do. You want to say, this word's for me. I want it. I'm going to grab it and run. Okay? So I think that's important. So getting back to the actual word, since July, the Lord has been emphasizing for me that it's a new season. Now, I have done a podcast or two about this, so go back to our website. One of them is called, Will You Trust the Lord to Restore to Better Than Before? Because I began to experience something starting around in July that I did not really understand until I began to experience it, that much of the new that I had heard the Lord talk about, remember He said it was a new season to me, was going to come about because the old things no longer worked or they had even died. And in fact, there was a 6-week period in which my husband and I literally experienced one loss after another. First, my laptop died, then our AC died during the hottest part of the summer. It was still July. And then we discovered our whole HVAC system was out, so that includes our furnace and everything. Now here, 6 months later, it's January now that I'm recording this. We are just this week getting our furnace put in, so we've had some chilly days. We do have some fireplaces, but this has been an ongoing process for us. So we're really happy to say we think it's working. There were some problems in the beginning, but we're a lot warmer than we were, so. All right, so then our AC, our HVAC died, then our hot water heater died, followed next by our refrigerator. During this same 6-week period, we also experienced an unexpected death in the family. as well as another devastating loss related to my extended family. The death was in my husband's family. To round things out, we had a plumbing leak, and then my husband was involved in a vehicle accident, which was caused by an unlicensed and uninsured driver. But somewhere in there, I began to notice a pattern. When something quit working or died, it was replaced with something better than before. Like my laptop, for example. My old one was 10 years old. It couldn't be repaired, and I hadn't realized how slow and hard to work with it had become until I got a new one. And quite unexpectedly in the process, I also ended up with a larger desktop monitor and a whole upgraded office space, which I actually really needed but would not have gotten otherwise. So the Lord, out of all this, began to show me that what you have lost, not just me, but what you may have lost who are listening, in this season will be replaced with something new and better in this new season starting with 2022. Whether it's the loss of a dream or vision, because that can die sometimes, right? Or a job, or even physical items like a laptop or a vehicle, like my husband's pickup, for example. But out of this, what I heard the Lord say is that you will receive a new identity and a new purpose, perhaps even a new form of livelihood. For instance, if you've lost your job, I see the Lord bringing you a new one, a new form of income that's even better than the one that you had before. So friends, especially if you recognize yourself in this season having come through a season of loss, and you see yourself specifically in this pattern, and even if you don't, get ready for an upgrade, because I see new levels of power being released in this new year with increased miracles flowing out of that glory. So that is a good word, isn't it? All right, so at one point when I was praying for a word for the year, I had an amazing dream. Now for me, this year especially, it's been a longer process to get a word for a year. I wasn't even sure if I would have one, and I prayed into it quite a long time, and at certain points I had to wait for the Lord to fill in the blanks to what he was showing me. So you'll see as I talk, this has been a process for me. So anyway, this dream, the setting was at the edge of a lake, and there was a lady there doing a leg workout on some type of a weight machine. It seemed like I was helping her or encouraging her somehow. Then suddenly the machine grew a second side or a station, so I jumped on and started to work out too. I was going like crazy, and it was so easy that I bumped it up to the hardest setting, but it was like I couldn't even feel it. It seemed like I was way stronger than the other lady that was there next to me. Well, I was wearing a swimsuit, so I decided to jump in the lake. And as I was swimming, it felt so effortless, and I felt so strong that I was thinking I might be able to go all the way around the lake, right? I was going so fast, it was so easy. About two-thirds of the way down the lake, the first side, I saw an alligator. And there was an awareness that it always hung in there. This was a very beautiful part of the lake. And so I jumped up on the bank, but it jumped, this alligator, jumped up on the bank also. But I really never felt seriously threatened. I was wary, but not seriously threatened, so I jumped back in the water and I left it behind. And at that point, I realized I was feeling so strong and going so fast that I might as well swim all the way around the lake. And then I woke up, so a pretty cool dream. So I prayed about what would this unusual strength I possessed in the dream signify or indicate. And what I heard the Lord say was effortless. He continued to say that a supernatural grace is coming that will make everything you do for the kingdom seem effortless. Now, here's where I refer to that is a good word to grab onto. And I'll tell you what, I have done it for myself. I've got a lot on my plate right now, and I really didn't prep as much for this podcast as I had intended. And I was like, Lord, you have to make this effortless. You really do. Because that is a word I am counting on him to fulfill for me. And I know he will do it for you as you grab hold of it too. So, well, another point that I had to bring into this new year, and again, I have mentioned this in a previous podcast because some of this stretched out over time, is that he began to speak to me about revival. And this time I had a dream where I could see the Pacific Rim, And I was telling people in this dream how Asians in the Pacific Rim are going to be experiencing revival. So that is those of Asian culture in this region, and especially Pacific Islanders, is what the Lord showed me. And then I began to tell people that after that, revival would be spreading to South America. And as I woke up, I heard the Lord say, "Hello, revival." So that's pretty cool. Now, we all want to be praying for a revival in our own nations and our own regions and areas as well, of course. But when the Lord gives you a specific word like that, we can expect to have Him be moving in those areas in this time frame that we're moving into. And by faith, I believe we will see it. So, in yet another dream concerning the new year, I saw a front door. So, here's where we're getting the title to my word for the year. I saw a family sitting on the steps in front of the front door to their house. And the idea in this setting, in this dream, it was maybe a little bit more like a vision, but in any case, the idea was that people often take pictures, like for a Christmas card, for example, in front of their front door. And then I heard front door to the new. Well, actually, I had to pray about this for a number of weeks. I don't even remember how long, because I could see the potential there for something like really significant prophetically, but I couldn't quite nail it down. But eventually, in time, the Lord revealed to me that the front door represents identity. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it made sense. Because a front door, when you think about it, the front door to your home makes a statement about you. It makes a statement about who lives there. And it beckons you and invites you to imagine the life that lies beyond that door and within. So here's what I felt like the Lord showed me. As the door to 2022 opens, as the year unfolds, it's like a door opening, right? It will begin to reveal who you really are, what the new has been for, and why the old things had to die and be removed. So now we're bringing in that other word about the new things being better than the old, better than before, right? Another theme I'm hearing along with this is that you're going to be underwater, meaning feeling overwhelmed or in over your head as a figure of speech. But just understand that this feeling is temporary and just part of the process of becoming established into the new things that God is doing. So I hear the Lord say that that's why we're doing the new, because the new things are good. The new things He's about to reveal include a new identity and a new purpose for you in 2022. That is a very good word, right? So the scripture He gave me is Isaiah 43, 18, and 19. Out of the New King James versions, it says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." All right. Well, I hope that has blessed you and can encourage you. When we have to see something die, a dream or a vision or any kind of thing, and we walk through it, what I do want to point out is I know that I'll have a more, what would you say, a more specific word about this in the future. But, sometimes we don't understand that the Lord is working to conform us to His image. And that certain things we would not let go of unless He did something that caused us to see it really isn't going to work anymore. It's broken. It can't be fixed. So there's a great deal of trust in a word like this. So let's just pray together. Lord, we just agree together that we trust you, that the reason that we saw some things die in this old season, the things that we lost, Lord, we are expectant. We want to see that new purpose, that new identity, that sense that you are bringing us something new and better, and that what we have been through is only going to work for our good, as Romans 8:28 says, so that verse 29 can come to pass, so that we will be conformed into the image of your Son. So, Lord, in this podcast, we come together as a listening audience, and together we say yes and amen, Lord. Perform your word. Let 2022 become and be the front door to the new. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Well, all right, you guys, thanks for listening to this episode titled 2022, The Front Door to the New. And if you have been blessed by this particular word, please go to our website, www.starfireministries.org. You can sign up for our newsletter there, read all of our latest articles, keep up to date on our social media sites, and you can donate there, which would be a special blessing to us. So, also remember on cpnshows.com, you can get the full episode notes, and also on iTunes, if you give us a positive review and rate us well, we'll reach more people. So, don't forget to do that, and thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.